USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At least 35 people have been killed and 134 injured when a Russian airstrike hit a military base in western Ukraine, less than 20 miles from the Polish border, where many Ukrainians are trying to cross into Poland. At least 30 missiles hit the International Center for Peacekeeping and Security. Ukraine continues to add an appeal to NATO to create a no-fly zone over Ukraine and to provide military planes immediately. NATO countries, including the United States, have not yet done so because of concerns the moves could seriously escalate the conflict with Russia. Two of the three major wildfires making up the Chipola Complex fire in Florida's Panhandle are 95% contained after the trio of blazes scorched more than 34,000 acres. Firefighters brought both the Atkins Avenue and Star Avenue fires into containment after they grew to a combined 1,000 acres in the Panama City area. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Pfizer now plans to submit data to the Food and Drug Administration for a fourth COVID shot soon, and they say they're working on a vaccine that may protect against all coronavirus variants. Here's CEO Albert Bourla speaking on CNBC.
I think we are going to submit to FDA a significant package of data about the need for a fourth dose, and they need to make their own conclusions, of course, and then CDC also to see it. Clearly, there is a need in an environment of Omicron to boost the immune response.
Bourla's comments came exactly 2 years after COVID was declared a pandemic by the World Health Organization. Two women have been stabbed inside New York City's Museum of Modern Art by a man who recently had his membership revoked over past incidents. The suspect is a 60-year-old man, but is not yet in custody, according to the New York Police Department. After the man wanted to see a movie, he was rejected because his membership was no longer active. He jumped over a reception desk and stabbed the two employees multiple times. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
If you thought mosquitoes in California and Florida were bad before, wait till you hear this story.
A British biotech firm received approval from U.S. regulators to release over 2 million genetically modified mosquitoes in Florida and California as part of an expanded effort to combat transmission of diseases like Zika, dengue fever, and canine heartworm. The experimental public health effort, which still requires final approval from state regulators, follows the 2021 release of over 140,000 genetically modified mosquitoes in the Florida Keys by British biotech firm Oxitec. Oxitec said its genetically modified male and thus non-biting mosquitoes actually help reduce the overall population. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
During an interview this morning on Fox Business, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich slammed the Biden administration for turning to foreign countries to import oil amid record high prices, and believes the United States is drifting toward nuclear war.
Why would you take oil from Venezuela but not from Texas? Why would you take natural gas from Iran but not from Oklahoma? I mean, there's something so profoundly perverted in the entire thought process of the Biden administration. Putin is engaged in actions that are clearly war crimes. They're getting worse. He's getting bolder as he gets more desperate. And frankly, I think we're drifting towards an enormous danger of nuclear war.
Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.